Is he on with us yet?
Linda Morse.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
I don't think Jeannie's come on yet. I know she's traveling.
Oh, what's the hurt?
And I know that she was really tired last night when she
What state is she in?
She was in Bakersfield last night. They stopped for the night. She was headed from Phoenix to Oregon.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'll see her down at the state fair.
Oh, fun.
That's where I met her years ago.
Oh, what a sweet story.
Yeah, we're really, really good friends. Wish we lived closer together.
Yeah.
That's what happens sometimes in NECAN, doesn't it?
It does. Well, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, it is. I remember when I first got started, I had so much trouble every time I moved someplace. Going and spending a couple of days or three or four, however long we were there, I had to leave and I'd think, oh my gosh, when am I going to see him again?
I know. I can relate to that growing up in a military family. It's very similar.
Oh, yes, it would be. How long have you been in NECAN?
Hi, this is Elaine.
Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning, sir.
Betty
has arrived.
Good morning, Betty. I just told Jeannie and Linda that Linda that Jeannie's traveling. I'll get it right, yeah. It's not connected quite yet. Ah, okay. So, I know was late getting into Bakersfield last night. It said they were really tired, so thinking maybe she's going to sleep in a little bit.
Yeah.
Has arrived.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Onita?
Yeah.
Did it quit raining there? I mean, did it quit storming? I have to think which part you're getting.
It was really nice yesterday and sunshine this morning, but they say there's more rain moving in, so.
We were kind of cloudy, but it's been warm, so the tail end of summer it feels like, but I think hopefully it'll go a little longer.
Yeah, I was just looking. My college great niece comes back to Bethel this fall again, and I think they classes start on Monday, so she's gonna have to come pick up her furniture and stuff that she left here for the summer, so.
Oh, she moves out, huh?
Well, she lives in Colorado, and she had been in school here last year, and then when she went back home for the summer, she dropped off some furniture and stuff here that she didn't want to, you know, didn't have any place else to leave until school started again, so, for her dorm room.
Well, my connections aren't working this morning. I wonder what's up. Oh. I was just going to send a quick message.
Is Jeannie not on this morning? So far?
I don't think so yet. They were traveling, and they got a late start, and they got into Bakersfield last night late, headed to Oregon for the state fair, and so I'm thinking maybe she decided it was important to stay in bed a little longer.
Right, yeah.
I'm thinking that's what it was. I did a new us yesterday that came out really good. We've had so much of the red hummus that I thought, well, I'm going to try a different one. So I went in and Googled, or not Googled, but searched in Furman's library and found a white bean hummus, an herbed white bean hummus, if you guys want the recipe. It's pretty easy, and I shortcutted it because I was in a crunch for time. Use canned beans. I used one can. Actually, it called for 2 cups, which is a little over 1 can and not really 2 cans. And so I went ahead with 2 cans, knowing that we are going through quite a bit of that, because either for an early appetizer or when we're getting hungry and I'm still working on dinner, or else for part of the dinner, I will just do, we'll do fresh veggies that I've gotten cut up and dip them in the hummus because it's very satisfying. Or if we need a little bit more with dinner, do the same thing. Or lunch, either one. Anyway, it's 2 cups of white beans, canned, or, and if they're canned, try and get the low sodium. I used 1 can of I'm sorry.
What kind of beans did you use on that?
Oh, I was about to say, well, 1 can of garbanzo and 1 of white beans. I figured that was close enough, and those were the 2 that were sitting at the front of the shelf, which my shelves aren't reorganized yet. And then, so all I did, because of having 2 full cans, a cup and a half is usually 1 can, and, drained, of course, and I rinsed them, and so what I did was just padded a little bit of everything I put in, but I'll just read the recipe the way it's given here to make it a little bit easier. So then it's 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. And you could use a grated lemon. I'd use a grated frozen lemon. I didn't, because I still had some lemon juice in there. Know that when you use a grated lemon, you want to cut back a bit on it because it's stronger than just the straight juice. So, or else you've got more beans, whichever. 2 tablespoons of unhulled sesame seeds. That makes up for the tahini that you don't have to use, and you're getting raw seeds instead of the tahini that's normally roasted. Much easier to find than the raw. In fact, I don't know that I've ever found jarred raw hummus, because once it's jarred, it can't really be raw, to my knowledge. 2 tablespoons of red wine vinegar. 1 teaspoon of Dijon mustard. Oh, excuse me, 1/2 teaspoon. I went a little strong on that, and afterwards I wished I hadn't, so the extra beans helped make up for that. 2 tablespoons of water and 1/4 cup of chopped fresh dill and fresh thyme. I didn't have basil, 1/4 cup of chopped fresh basil, which I did not have, so I put in 1 rounded tablespoon of dried basil, and I put that in at the time that I was running everything in the food processor. All this just goes into the food processor. And then at the end, it called for 2 tablespoons of chopped thyme. I put that in. They said put it in at the end, and I did have that fresh, so I didn't do the amount of grinding on it. Now, there's a couple of things that I did differently, and one is I added quite a bit more water. I've got an extra at least 3 tablespoons to 1/4 cup. Actually, probably more than 1/4 cup, probably more like 1/3 cup of water total, because I wanted it creamier, and it's still very stiff because the beans will soak up moisture even after it's made. It'll seem creamier in the food processor, and then all of a sudden it sets up. The other thing I added to make it creamier, I added 1/4 cup of cashews that I soaked in just some hot water so they'd break up faster, because I'd already run the food processor for a period of time. And I like the texture of it that way. It feels, you know, a lot creamier than it was.
How much of a cup?
A fourth of a cup. I measured a fourth of a cup and then just poured some hot water on them and let them soak while I was getting some of the rest of the stuff together. Like going out and collecting the thyme, which is a pain because those leaves are so teensy, teensy, teensy tiny when you're using fresh thyme. They're about the size of a pinhead. I said to myself, I sure wouldn't want to ever have to harvest thyme. and dry a lot of it. Well, if it was dried, it would brush off the stem, I think, a little more. But the stems are pretty stout, even though they're fine. And so I really didn't want to chop a bunch of them in there. In fact, some of them look woody real near the top when it's a little bit older, more mature time. And mine was a little dried out because it didn't get watered as much as it could have been. I also put a tablespoon of coconut oil, knowing that I did not have any tahini in there that has a natural oil, and my tahini or my sesame seeds would be much drier than, especially with the holes on them, than they would have been if it had been tahini. And sometimes I think the tahini has oil added to it also. So that's what you normally put in the hummus. So anyway, those were my modifications on it, and it came out really good. We really liked it. If it's too dry, just add some more water to make it creamier. I don't think we need to put more oil in it. In fact, you don't need to put any oil at all if you don't want to in it. But that was kind of my offset. So it's just run it in the blender or in the food processor until it's creamy. And I don't like it so stiff. I like a creamier texture. And I found that the difference between what the homemade ones were usually was they were just a whole lot stiffer than what they served in the restaurant. But I know they're adding a lot of oil, and then they drizzle oil on top of them. So they're much higher in fat, and even the ones you buy are much higher in fat. Not as thin as the ones in the restaurant ever. Any comments? You could. That would make, you'd have to do it in a couple of batches. I ended up with a 3-cup jar full.
Okay.
I picked up wide mouth 3-cup jars. Pint and a half, which are a great size. I've got every size jar from a 4-ounce jar in 2 shapes. Not a wide mouth 4-ounce, but a wide mouth 1/8-ounce. And I use them for refrigerator containers on just about everything. There's not much that's in plastic in my refrigerator. It takes up a little more room, but I've noticed how much longer the dish or the food lasts and is fresh, rather than being subjected to the plastic. And I know there's better grades of plastic, but you know, I just know that they hold a lot better. So that's the other tip I can remind you of. I've collected more and more. Now I've got boxes full of jars, because when I send samples to people, I'm always sending them in, mostly sending them in jars too. There's a couple of times that I send them in throwaway containers, but anyway, most everything's in a jar for me, so I just have to allow for space in the refrigerator for all my little jars, and especially with the dressings, because the dressings will keep much longer in them too. Of course, used dressing bottles are great if you've got a bigger amount of dressing, but most of mine are Furman's, and they, you know, he gives it pretty much for the size of the recipe, except maybe I'm not quite as generous on the dressing as he is, for no other reason other than it's about it. Anybody have any comments or questions? I don't think Jeannie's come on.
Haven't heard her.
I haven't either. We're getting down the count. Oh, go ahead.
I was just saying, we know the peppermint leaves are a diuretic.
Mm.
I heard that on the TV this morning.
No, I don't remember that.
She was saying that people who think that by eating diet foods they're going to lose weight, and that may be their big culprit. Surprise, surprise. That, you know, if when you read the ingredients, you find that there's a bunch of artificial sweeteners. She didn't mention aspartame. She mentioned all these other kinds. And she said even for people who want diet gum, chew a mint leaf. Mm. And they actually are a mild diuretic. So that will help get rid of your belly bloat.
Huh.
Didn't know that. I don't think I had heard that either.
You know, I use peppermint tea at night an awful lot before I go to bed. It's just a routine thing for me. And I did again last night, 2 cups of peppermint tea. And it's easy, it's refreshing, and somebody told me it stimulates you. Well, because it's an herbal, I've never ever thought of it as a stimulant, and I don't feel stimulated. If I do, I make it as far as the bed, and that's about it. Stimulated to go to bed, maybe.
I think her thing was that if you want something to chew a mint leaf and get the benefit of it being a diuretic, so that was her thing.
I've done that.
Mary Lou
has arrived.
It's mainly been in just to taste it, to see how strong and what flavor it is, because I've got a wild peppermint going out here that's gotten into different sections of my yard, and it is really, I don't even know what I want to call it, peppermint. It's a mint, okay? It's got a really strong, kind of nasty, bitter flavor. And the leaves are identical to one of the ones that I've cultivated that is much milder, so I'm always grabbing off on those. Good morning, Mary Lou. I heard you come in.
I'm sorry to be late.
Oh, don't worry about it. Jeannie's, I know, is taking the morning off because they're traveling, so.
Okay.
Thought we'd just fill in.
Okay.
Anybody else have any comments? I'm getting ready to head out for an early appointment this morning, hopefully a couple of them. And a busy day that I didn't get much of anything finished around the house, but that's nothing new.
Sean, I need to ask a question when you get around to it. Who do you suggest, or how do I go about to see about somebody that can do three-way calls for me? My upline has, the Royal Diamond, has had a loss in her family, and I don't know, you know, right now, but I was just wanting to check and see if there's any, because I don't know anybody except the very top until me, you know.
Is that Butch and Bonnie?
Yes.
Okay, that's
She lost her son a few weeks ago. And
oh,
I tried
no.
to find out her mailing address, and I can't find it at all. I know where the town and where they live, but I didn't have the other, and I tried to go through Nikon, and they said they couldn't give it to me. So.
I bet Jenny has it. I know I've got their, let me look in my phone here, actually. I don't remember seeing it in my phone, though. Do you have their email?
Oh, yeah, I did, but I really was wanting to send them a card and something, and
sure,
I didn't want to go back and ask them their address. I've looked and everything. I should have it somewhere, but I don't.
Oh, when you go in on your report, it doesn't give it to you on the email, right?
Uh-huh.
Is that what you're saying? It's
uh-huh.
just the, okay, let me look here.
Well,
Carol,
I just didn't know of some other people that can do three-way calls with you, you know?
Well, we can always do three-way calls with you. And
okay.
Are you trying to do with, for like a 21 club?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. You know you can rotate around and use several different people also.
Yes,
okay.
That's what I was thinking, that you could use different ones, and I didn't want to ask what, like you, with as many as you've got to do with your people, to do, you know, 21 with me. But I hated to bother that many, but I didn't know.
Yeah, all I've got here is there, I want to say it's not Wheatland. Is it? I don't think it's Wheatland.
Yes, it is. Wheatland, Wyoming.
Okay.
But I just didn't know the other part of the address.
Okay, I don't have it in my phone, which, oh wait, no, that's another tarot. Let me look on Denny's, well, his iPad doesn't have very many.
Well, you can email it to me when it's convenient, because you're
okay.
Trying to get out and get your stuff done.
I'll put it on my pad here so I don't forget.
I hated that she lost her son so suddenly.
Do you know what happened?
He was at some convention with the company he works for, and he just didn't wake up in the hotel room or something. That's all I know.
Oh, obviously he couldn't have been that old.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't that old. I don't know how old he was, you know. I don't know any of the particulars. I just knew that it happened, and so I was, you know, sad for her, and it's such a loss to any mother.
Oh, yeah. To see your child go before you do. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Definitely.
If you ever run across it, just email it to me.
Okay, well, I'll go looking for it. I'm sure I can get it for you, so.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I'm still writing here. Anybody have any comments or questions before we sign off, maybe on time this morning instead of late? Every day that I'm on, that I do anything, it seems like we're late. Actually, we're quite early right now, according to my time here.
Okay, well.
Anybody
we'll let
else?
You get off and do good with your early deals.
I've got a few minutes left here, but comments? Anybody? Anything else? Nancy? Anita? Jumped out at them.
No, not this morning.
I did get those articles scanned in, and I haven't gotten a hold of the alternative chicken that was in the same article as the kitchen haze pollution article. But I did get them scanned in, so I can, once I get the other names put together currently on the group, I'll send that down, hopefully, not later than this weekend. I'm kind of anxious. I didn't read, there's quite a lengthy article on that chicken alternative, and the guy that put it together, and I don't know that he, I don't know where he is. I know it can supposedly can be found. It's Beyond Meat is the brand name on it. And he, just glancing at a couple spots in the article, he said his major goal is to create things that will help, that will taste as good as the original. Like, this is a real copy for chicken. And I know I treat it as a transitional food when I want to serve something to somebody and they're going to go, oh, well, there's no meat in it. Or I know that that's what they're thinking. Because they just know that I don't cook with it, with that. Whether it's, you know, Thanksgiving or whether it's Christmas or whatever it is, I'm not going to be fixing a big turkey or a ham or anything like that.
Char, may I ask a question? When you gave that out the other day, didn't it have soy in it? And how do we know that the soy is not with HMO?
GMO, you mean, the soy should say, non-GMO on it, like all the tofu.
Like all the
I
rest
buy,
of it, okay.
Yeah, all the tofu I buy is non-GMO.
Okay.
Now, once in a while, I'll get a hold of a package that's seared, that is done by one of the local houses here in processing it. And I haven't been back into where we were for a while frequently, like once every 2 weeks, stopping by and picking up the wraps because they were so good and so big. But then I realized they didn't have that many veggies in them. They had mostly rice, not rice, but mung bean cellophane noodles. And just a little sprinkling of vegetables. And I remembered last night when Denny surprised me and took me out to dinner because he had a change in his plans. And I said, so could we go to that Peruvian restaurant again? And he says, yeah, we can, hesitantly. And I said, you'd rather go for Thai. I mean, he is so dead set on Thai food that, you know, if I bring up another name other than Thai, he just, you know, oh, well, there's another Thai restaurant we haven't been in that we went past. And Thai said, all right, all right. And it had been there for about 4 years, and it's not that far from our house. So we went there, and it was good. It was very good. And we've only been to two Thai restaurants. One was out of town, one was in Portland, that were really poor, that we would not repeat. But, you know, the food is easy. I've never felt ill or like I got into anything. And so I strongly recommend a decent, well-known Thai restaurant. Decent meaning, like I said, doesn't happen very often. I don't even know that I answered your question, Mary Lou.
Yes, that does. Thank you. That's a help.
Running all around the yard here with what I'm talking about. So we added one more spot to stop at, and we will be visiting another one for an appointment we're doing on next Tuesday. It's already set, so we'll have, and I don't think there's any food out in between now and then, I hope. Still like my own cooking, and with a plethora of vegetables right now coming from everywhere. Okay, guys, if we don't have anything else, we don't need to just take up time and sit and be busy here. We can certainly click off 3 minutes early unless anybody has anything else they'd like to bring to our attention.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks for
your participation.
Sure.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Very
good.
Care. Thanks.
Have a wonderful, healthier day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
To learn more about Nican, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.